movements. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. In an unannounced visit to Ukraine's capital, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says the UK is tightening sanctions on Russia, even in the energy sector.
The removal and withdrawal of Russian forces from in and around the capital city of Kyiv has been long viewed as a way for Russian troops to not only resupply, but then redeploy. And we're starting to see evidence of that as this war seemingly enters a new phase. The focus, in addition to the south, now appears to be on the east, where residents have been urged to get out before fighting there gets worse. As Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky pleads with the world for more weapons and help, he welcomed a visit from UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson. The two walked the streets of Kyiv as they discussed both military and financial aid.
Fox's Jeff Paul. Meanwhile, the Biden administration could soon lift an order enacted by former President Trump that denies migrants the chance to claim asylum because of public health concerns.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki acknowledged the challenges the United States faces on its southern border.
We agree that the immigration system is broken. It should be addressed. We should do more to fix it.
Border Patrol arrests on the southern border reached an all-time high last year. Immigration, along with inflation, especially in states along the southern border, one of the reasons a group of bipartisan lawmakers want to delay the repeal of Title 42, which is supposed to expire next month. Many Republicans want to link the delay of Title 42 to a $10 billion COVID relief bill.
Fox's Lucas Thomason. Meanwhile, New York City Mayor Eric Adams has tested positive for COVID-19. A spokesperson for the first-term Democrat said in a statement that Adams woke up with a raspy voice Sunday. Adams took a PCR test that came back positive. Earlier Sunday, the spokesperson tweeted that Adams had taken a rapid test that had come back negative, but took the additional test out of an abundance of caution. He has no other symptoms but canceled all public events for the week and will be taking antiviral medication. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Well, some parents are concerned about a new sex education curriculum in New Jersey.
Kids as young as first grade will be talking about gender identity and their private parts in the classroom and how that relates to their gender identity. Fox News obtained a lesson plan. It's called Pink, Blue, and Purple. Parents received this in the Westfield School District in late February. Six-year-olds will be taught about choosing their gender identity and how their private parts may not match their choice. Parents we spoke with say it's not the conversation itself they're against. It's the fact that they're not the ones having it with their children. New Jersey Congressman Jeff Van Drew is already drawing up federal legislation that would require schools to tell parents if gender identity or sexual orientation are being taught in the classroom.
Fox's Nate Foy. And the Biden administration recently announcing it is extending its pause on federal student loan repayments through August 31st. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked if student loan debt holders may be required to make a payment during the Biden administration.
I suspect that sometime you will. But again, we are going to continue to assess every few months on where things stand, both looking, of course, at COVID, but also economic data and where we need to continue to help give the American people some breathing room.
Psaki speaking on Fox News Sunday. Meanwhile, a man is under arrest on charges of placing President Biden decals on a gas pump.
Well, we've all seen them. Little stickers featuring President Biden pointing his fingers and reading, "I did that." Many of which have been placed on gas pumps around the country as gas prices have surged. Well, that prank ended up with the arrest of a Pennsylvania man, according to Lancaster Online. 54-year-old Thomas Richard Glazewski, arrested April 4th after he allegedly put one of the stickers on a gas pump and was confronted by a gas station clerk, the clerk calling police when things got heated. Luzewski ended up charged with resisting arrest, disorderly conduct, harassment, and criminal mischief. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.